Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Thursday. And boy, I just looked outside. What a gloomy, rainy, nasty-looking day today is so far. It is Thursday, January the 12th, 2023, 16 minutes past the hour. Heavy rain is the notification I'm getting here. But lots to talk about here this morning. We never did get an answer about our TikTok question. The story this morning, as it's reading online on the Marion Star webpage, is that the mayor to ban TikTok from use on all city-issued mobile devices. Now, again, I don't know if this is in the paper today or not. But if somebody does have the hard copy of the paper and it is in there, if somebody could tell us why the mayor is banning this on city devices, we would like to know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And then why is it a story? You know, there could be reasons that it's a story, but we don't know the story, so we don't know at this point. But the phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. Now, the other story of the morning, and again, I guess we just chalked this up to bad timing, is that an 82-year-old Walmart employee will be able to retire now thanks to a viral TikTok video. More than $140,000 was raised through TikTok and GoFundMe to help this 82-year-old Walmart employee retire. So I think that's, you know, we just have to chalk that up to bad timing. That story went viral yesterday about the 82-year-old Walmart employee using TikTok to raise this kind of money. And then the mayor bans TikTok on city-issued devices. Although, yet, we don't know why that is. There may be a reason. Although, as I said earlier, it's kind of confusing to me because I would guess that everybody has a personal cell phone, even if you do have a city-issued device. Well, I don't know. You know, that's I don't work for the city, so I don't know. If the city issues you a device, do you use that as your primary device? Or do you only use that during office hours? I don't know. That would have to be a question for somebody else, because if that's the case, if that is your primary device, I would guess that you probably would not like to be told what to do on that device, TikTok included. I don't know. If anybody has any more to that story, let me know. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What do people feel about these services anyway? TikTok. How did that ever become so famous? T-I-K-T-O-K. The old TikTok. Well, if you can raise $140,000, I guess it's not a bad thing. And our other story this morning, still working on our Groundhog Day presentation. Hopefully, it's not a day like today, Thursday, February the 2nd. But in an effort to look at the history of Groundhog Day, which Jeannie Evers very kindly dropped off her book yesterday that she's put together over the years on Groundhog Day, basically what we have learned through looking at this book. We were wondering yesterday how the Spam Sandwich thing got started, and basically, I guess it had no significance to Groundhog Day. It was just something the former Mrs. Kellogg did. And I guess she was good at cooking spam. And I'm sure people enjoyed the spam. It's cold out there sometimes on February the 2nd. And what we also learned is apparently prior to 1994, there was a stuffed groundhog. And apparently it resided in the lobby of WMRN. Now, where that stuffed groundhog went, I have no idea. But apparently the television stations in Columbus got their nose all out of joint. And they went to a real groundhog the following year. So it's been a real groundhog ever since. But apparently they just used to go to the woods, and I guess the groundhog was dead already. So the people there decided if the groundhog would see his shadow or not if he was there. So I don't know that we're doing anything all that different to how it originally was done. Because really what we're doing is just taking a guess based on the groundhog pizza. We'll have the groundhog pizza there. And by the way, if people do want to come out that morning, we'll carve up what's left of the groundhog pizza and try to give as many pieces as we can, samples, to people that morning. And again, I have no idea what will go into the groundhog pizza. But that's the history of Groundhog Day. Now, does anybody have any thoughts on that? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on Groundhog Day? Past, present, or future? Now, I do want to say again, this is nothing to do with Buckeye Chuck. Buckeye Chuck will happen that morning between 7 and 8 o'clock like it always does. We won't even be on the air yet. We won't come on the air till after 8 o'clock that morning. Our little pizza thing won't happen until 8:30 or 8:45. It's just an addendum to what goes on up the street. So basically, that's the whole story on Buckeye Chuck and what we're doing, which just a fun little event. I am interested, though, however, to see how our prediction will hold up to Buckeye Chuck and Puxatony Phil. I guess they're all just guesses. You got a 50-50 chance of being right. Now, we may be adding things as time goes on. Now, yesterday, one of our callers had an interesting idea that maybe the day before, people could call in with predictions about the weather, and we would write their name down, and then whichever way the pizza thing goes, we could draw a name of somebody who had guessed it right and give them a prize. So that could happen as well. Does anybody else have any other thoughts about what we could do on Groundhog Day? Probably from 8 to 10 that morning is when our thing will run. Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on how our Groundhog Day event should be run? The big pizza challenge. And we still have two questions out there. Now, the big two questions that we have are, who's going to be the taste tester? Who's going to be the person? Now, we talked about maybe a famous meteorologist, somebody involved in the weather. We talked about possibly maybe the mayor. That could possibly be a thing. We talked about possibly Jack Kellogg, because he was so heavily involved with Groundhog Day for so many years, he and his wife. So there's a lot of options. Now, can anybody think of somebody else who would be a good person to taste test this pizza on Groundhog Day and essentially give us our inaugural prediction for Groundhog Day? And there will be a plaque presented that day. Now, I don't know how we're going to present this plaque or who we're going to present this plaque to. That's a whole nother question. Now, does anybody have any idea on how we should present this plaque? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. If you have any thoughts on any of that, give us a buzz. We'd love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. Now, 26 minutes past the hour here on this January 12th, 2023. Heavy rain in the area right now. And if you look outside, or you are outside, you certainly will be able to see that. I do want to let everybody know that Voice of a People with Linda Sims will be on 10:15 to 12 noon today. And then the Adam the Computer Guy show from 12:15 until 1 p.m. So that's how this day will all turn out. But any thoughts on Groundhog Day? Any thoughts on, I'm starting to think that maybe many people don't get the paper anymore. Or maybe don't read it at all. Because we're wondering what the thrust of the story is in today's paper about the mayor banning TikTok on city devices. You know, then there's the age-old question of should, on a city device, you be allowed to access any type of social media type of thing, not just TikTok, maybe Facebook, maybe Instagram, all these things that people have. I mean, do you think on a city device that you should be allowed to look at any of these things that really don't have to do with work? I don't know. You know, there's such a part of the fabric of people's lives now. I don't know that you could take them away. It's like taking people's phones away from them now. You can't do it at school. You can't do it at the workplace. It's a different world than it used to be. And I don't know what social media is really doing to us in the long term anyway, but it certainly is an interesting question. 740-751-4038. And again, we've got the Del Taco opening up on January the 18th, 6 days from now. I'm sure that will be a big event here in Marion. And they are looking for employees, so there is that as well. All kinds of fun stuff going on here in Marion. I don't know if Charlie's Cheesesteaks is still as busy as they were. They were quite busy there for a while. Has anybody been over and got a Charlie's Cheesesteak? I don't know how they are. I haven't made it over there yet. I would expect good. They're having long lines. I haven't heard any bad things about it. So I'm going to think toward the positive and think, hey, well, maybe that's going okay. All right. What else did we have going on here this morning? And again, if you have any thoughts on the TikTok or you've read the newspaper this morning and you have an answer for us in regard to the mayor banning TikTok on city devices, let us know. 740-751-4038. Or if you have any thoughts on our little Groundhog Day celebration, how to make it interesting, better, suggestions on how we should present the plaque, suggestions on who should eat the piece of pizza that's going to give us our prediction, let us know. 740-751-4038. Okay. Now, at this point, where are we? Well, I'll tell you something we haven't done this week. We've been so engaged in conversation about so many other things. We did have a Family Feud question, I believe, last week that we did not finish up. So maybe we'll give this a whirl here this morning. Now, the question was, I believe we started this a week ago today. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? Now, the answers we have are sleeping, nothing, and shopping. Those are the answers we have, but there are still three other answers at this point. So does anybody know those answers on the old Family Feud here this morning? 30 minutes past the hour. It's been a while since we've done this and done this category. We do have three answers. Sleeping, nothing, and shopping. Now the category is, when you lie and call in sick, What do you spend that day doing? The number two answer was sleeping. That got 16 correct votes. Number four was doing nothing. That got 7. Number five was shopping. That got 6, but there are still 3 other answers. Go ahead, caller.
Babysitting your grandkids or your kids?
Babysitting. Let me take a look here. No babysitting on the list, but a good guess.
Okay.
No babysitting on the list here today. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? We've got sleeping, nothing, shopping, 3 other answers still to go. Does anybody know what the 3 other answers are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Bit of a tricky category here this morning. Still don't have the number one answer. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? Sleeping, nothing, and shopping. Those are the answers that we have. But there are still 3 to go. We don't have the number one answer. We don't have the number 3 answer. And we don't have the number 6 answer. We have 2, 4, and 5. Does anybody have a guess? When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? 32 minutes past the hour here, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. When you call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? I'm trying to think of a hint that would apply to some of this. Now, well, some of these are very specific things, I guess is what we would say. Right in the specific aisle. Go ahead, caller.
Going to a ball game or a concert?
Well, I'll tell you, it's not going to a ball game or a concert, but kind of, it's wider than that. Just kind of,
it's what?
What's that?
It's what?
It's kind of wider. Like, if you went to a baseball game or a concert, what would you be doing?
Would you be relaxing?
Well, did you say relaxing?
Yeah.
Yeah, relaxing's the number one answer. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was just a little wider than just specific things. But, yeah, relaxing's number one. You got it.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, relaxing is the number one answer. So, there you go. Now, I will tell you this as well. Here's another hint for you. There's another answer on this list. Now, if you went to a concert or something like that, you might also be doing this. It might be relaxing, but it might also be something else. Kind of wider. You know, not something so specific, but a little wider. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? We've got relaxing, sleeping, doing nothing, shopping, and 2 other answers still to go. Does anybody know what the 2 other answers are? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Who has the other 2 answers? Relaxing, sleeping, doing nothing, shopping. And remember, one of the other answers here kind of has to do... Well, you know, we said going to a concert could be relaxing. But it could also be something else other than relaxing. So there's a little bit of a hint for you. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? Kind of a hard question when you think about it in the long term. The answers are a little different, I guess we should say. Go ahead, caller.
Watching TV.
Watching TV. Yes, watching TV is number three on the list. You got it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Watching TV shows up at number three on the list. Absolutely. So there we go. There's another one. You know, I did not recognize that caller's voice. Well, I'm glad they're out there. I'm glad you're out there, caller, and I'm glad you're playing along here this morning. Hope you make it a point to listen to us every morning, 8:15 till 10 o'clock. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? Still one answer left. We've got relaxing, sleeping, watching TV, doing nothing, shopping. One answer left. Number six on the list. 37 minutes past the hour here. Is anybody going to get the final answer? 740-751-4038. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? One answer, then we can move on to the next category. I like the next category. I think we'll have some fun with the next category, but we still have to finish this one out. We still have one answer left. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? One was relaxing, two was sleeping, three was watching TV, four was nothing, five was shopping. What else do we have? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Do we have any guesses? All right. I don't know. I don't know if we're going to get this final one. Now, if you couldn't tell there, I was trying to read an email while I was... See, you can never try to multitask when you're doing a show. 39 minutes past the hour here. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? We've got relaxing, sleeping, watching TV, nothing, shopping, and one answer left to go. Who's got the final answer? 740-751-4038. 46 degrees here in Marion right now, and definitely rain outside. 39 minutes past the hour. All right. Any answer? Maybe nobody has any more guesses. Well, I'll tell you, the hint here again is that it's kind of like relaxing. It's in that category. If you went to a concert and it would be something... let me see here. I'm trying to figure out how we would say this. It would be something that a concert might be. You know, some people might think it's relaxing, but what else might it be? Any ideas? All right. Now, remember, the headline category here is, when you lie and call in sick, what do you spend the day doing? Any guesses here? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Relaxing, sleeping, watching TV, nothing, shopping. Holy moly, does anybody have the final answer? Go ahead, caller.
Doing something exciting?
Not exciting, but that's close.
Exercising?
No, but you're getting close. You're getting close with this
singing.
One. No, it's a hard category. We'll get there. All right. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? Relaxing, sleeping, watching TV, nothing, shopping, and then we have one answer left. Now remember, this answer more or less has to do with how you might see something. Like, some people see concerts as relaxing, but what else could they be? How else might you refer to a concert or something of that nature? That's what we're looking for here. 740-751-4038. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? Difficult category here this morning. Relaxing, sleeping, watching TV, nothing, shopping, and one answer left. If it's not relaxing, what might it be? That's kind of the idea here. 740-751-4038. Also, if you have any idea for the big Groundhog celebration, we're going to do between 8:15 and 10 o'clock on Thursday, February the 2nd. Let us know. Any ideas are good ideas. We got our idea about how to do the prediction from Lee, one of our listeners, so that's always a positive. And also, if anybody has the newspaper, is the story about the mayor banning TikTok on city employees' devices. What was the reason given? Because we have not read that story yet. So we're still kind of trying to figure out, why was that done? What was the reasoning behind banning the TikTok on city employees' devices? So a lot of questions here on the table. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So do you have any ideas on Groundhog Day? Do you have any ideas on the TikTok situation in the city? Or do you have the final answer when it comes to Family Feud here? 44 minutes past the hour. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? Relaxing, sleeping, watching TV, nothing, shopping. One answer left to go. What might it be? 740-751-4038. And remember, there is a hint here. Some people find concerts relaxing, but what else might they find them? I guess is the question here. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, I'm calling for Sarah, the bus driver. She can't call in, but she wants me to call in and give you an answer. How about partying?
Not partying, but we're close. We're getting close.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Calling in for Sarah, the bus driver, but not the right answer. So we know people are listening on the bus here this morning. Now, not partying, but again, this final answer kind of has to do with partying, I would say. If you are partying, just so we can knock this out of the way, I'm going to give you a really big hint here. If you are out partying, what might... You probably would be doing this. If you're out partying, it would be what kind of a time? You know, going to a concert is relaxing. So if you're partying, what might that be? What kind of time might you consider that? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Having a good time.
Yeah, well, you know what? Yes, I'll take it. Having fun. You got it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yes, having fun. Oh, my. I'm glad we got through that thing. When you lie and call in sick, what do you spend that day doing? Relaxing, sleeping, watching TV, nothing, shopping, and having fun. Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost that one. They must have just heard the answer. Okay. Let's go on to a new category that maybe is a little less difficult. All right, six answers here. We might be able to knock this out in 13 minutes. We got 13 minutes left here to go. Here's the category. What might a school bus... Where might a school bus take a student besides school? Now, we got our bus driver out there. She should have all these answers. Where might a school bus take a student beside school? We've got six big answers here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Where might a school bus take a student beside school? Six answers on the board here. Let's see who's got them. Go ahead, caller.
The zoo.
The zoo, number five on the list. You got it. The zoo shows up at number five on the list. All right, here comes another call. Let's see what we've got here. Go ahead, caller.
A museum.
Yes, museum, number four on the list. You got it. Museum shows up at number four on the list. So we've got two already, museum and zoo, I think are the ones we have here. Go ahead, caller.
Field trip.
Field trip, yeah, number one answer. You got it. Field trip shows up at number one on the list. So we've got field trip, museum, zoo. Go ahead, caller.
Sporting activity.
Sporting event number two. You got it. Sporting event shows up at number two on the list. Still two answers left to go. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Bus stops.
No bus stops on the list. No bus stops on the list. Good guess, though. We've got field trip, sporting event, museum, zoo. Still two answers left to go. Who's got them? Where might a school bus take a student beside school? Now, we knocked four answers out there in about 2 minutes. We've still got 10 minutes left to go here. 50 minutes past the hour. Still two answers left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Where might a school bus take a student beside school? Still two answers left to go here. Go ahead, caller.
Take them home from school?
Home from school. Number three on the list. You got it.
Okay.
Home shows up at number three on the list. Now we're down to one answer. One big answer left to go here. Who's going to get it? All right, 740-751-4038. See, I knew we would get these. We're down to 9 minutes and one answer. Where might a school bus take a student beside school? We've got field trip, sporting event, home, museum, zoo. One answer left. Does anybody know what it is? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Where might a school bus take a student beside school? Boy, we ripped through those first five pretty easily. Isn't this always the way with categories, though? We rip through the first answers, and then we get down to that final answer, and that is the tough one to get. One answer left to go here. Who's got it? Where might a school bus take a student beside school? Now, the answers given so far are field trip, sporting event, home, museum, zoo, and one answer left. Who's got that final answer? Now, it is number six on the list. Field trip was one, sporting event was two, home was three, museum was four, zoo was five, and there's one answer left. Does anybody got that final answer? 740-751-4038. 53 minutes past the hour here. Where might a school bus take a student besides school? Field trip, sporting event, home, museum, zoo. What is that final answer? Does anybody know? Well, we're back down to a head scratcher here. And again, if anybody has any thoughts on our Groundhog Day celebration, we still need to know who should be our taste tester of the Groundhog Pizza. And who should we present the Groundhog plaque to on that day? Those are still big questions for us. 740-751-4038. And why is TikTok not allowed on city propaganda? Go ahead, caller.
What about Ted Williams to taste?
You know, that's a good possibility. We might go with Ted. That's a good idea.
Okay, and also the TikTok thing, it's the same thing as the federal government. They're worried about China.
Oh, so it is the China thing.
Yeah. Have you got a hint for this last school bus?
Well, trying to think of, you know, it's one of those things that's very specific. So with the China thing, they're afraid people will get on their city devices. Is that the reason?
Yeah, somehow the China hackers can get in.
Huh. Well, that's interesting.
Facilities, yeah.
Well, anyway, well, hey, I appreciate the answer on that.
Okay.
Thank you. Well, that's interesting because we had the call in hour number one pretty much in the same category here. That they're worried about China. Go ahead, caller. Well, we lost that caller. If that was you, call back. 740-751-4038. Well, there you go. Well, that makes sense. You know, we can't blame the city for that. Go ahead, caller.
Did you have Take 'Em Home? I just turned you on, so I don't know all the answers.
Yes, yeah, we got field trip, sporting event, home, museum, and zoo.
Oh, okay, then.
All right, thanks. That's where we are, still looking for the final answer, 55 minutes past the hour here. Well, maybe Ted Williams to test the pizza. There's another good suggestion. could be anybody. Who should taste test that groundhog pizza? And I guess the other question is, who should we give the plaque to? Groundhog plaque. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Amusement park?
Not an amusement park, but a good guess. Not an amusement park, but not a bad guess at all. To be sure. Go ahead, caller. Well, we lost that one. If that's you, call back in. Remember, if it's just ringing, we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back in here. We'll get to you. Go ahead, caller.
The palace or movie theater.
Nope, good guesses.
All right, thanks.
Not the palace or a movie theater. Where might a school bus take a student beside school? Still one answer left to go here. Field trip, sporting event, home, museum, zoo. One answer left. Now remember, if you were calling in and it just kept ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else. So call back in. We love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
The library.
Not the library, but a good guess. Not the library, but not a bad guess. All right, I think we have another call coming here. Go ahead, caller.
Can I get you?
Oh, always. Go ahead.
Hi.
Yes.
Okay, can I do two?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so prep rally?
What's that?
Prep rally?
Nope, no pep rally.
Amusement park?
Nope, no amusement park.
Okay.
Keep thinking. No pep rally and no amusement park. 58 minutes past the hour here. All right, go ahead, caller. Go ahead. Hello? Well, we lost that caller. Remember, if it's just ringing, just means we're on the line with somebody else. 740-751-4038. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about the YMCA?
Not the YMCA, but a good guess. Not the YMCA. Don't forget, Voice of a People with Linda Sims coming up next, 10:15 until 12 noon. Then Adam the Computer Guy from 12:15 until 1 o'clock. All right, one answer left. Where might a school bus take a student beside school? Field trip, sporting event, home, museum, the zoo, and one answer left. 740-751-4038. Well, we like this flood of calls here at the end of the program today. And again, do want to thank Jeannie Evers for providing all the Buckeye Chuck information. That was very good. Found out that spam really has no significance. Mrs. Kellogg just liked cooking it. And I guess that there was really not a groundhog until 94 or 95 because he was usually dead, I guess. Go ahead, caller.
How about a government building like the Capitol or State House or something?
Not a government building, but a good guess. And I think on that note, we'll have to lay off on this until tomorrow. Join us starting at 8:15 tomorrow morning. Scott Spears,
you're
for
listening
the
to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, LP, Marion, Ohio, the talking place. For people like the first female Secretary of State, Madeleine Albright.
If Donald Trump does get in, what kind of damage could he do? He's got to deal with Congress, the Senate, the Supreme Court. From somebody who's been there and dealing with foreign countries, if he's in there, what could there be a bad future?